Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky, and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. It's been a crazy week, and believe it or not, we are literally days away from the end of 2021. And this week's episode is all about New Year, New Dividends. Now, the reason I say that is because this week, leading up to the last couple of days of the year, I have been taking stock of how the year has been. Obviously, this year has been an amazing year, and the markets have been up, down, and everywhere. But remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. This week's episode, like I said, is titled New Year, New Dividends. But before we talk about the new year and the potential new dividends that are to come, let's take a moment to reflect on the year past. And it's only fair that I tell you how the year has been for me. Now, let me give you the headline numbers to start off with. This year, I expected to receive about £470.84 in dividends. And I received pretty much all of that, with the exception of the time when I had to sell out all of my positions to fund a new investment for myself and my family. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check out my episode, Confessions of a Dividend Investor. And that's great. My best month was August. I received more dividends in August this year than I had ever received. And I think that was around almost £70 worth of dividends in that month. So that was a really, really good month for me. Looking forward to the new year, so far, I am expecting to receive just £19.62 in dividends in 2022. Now, I know that's a huge drop down, but that is reflected of me starting all over again. And again, if you don't know why, go check out some of the earlier episodes of the podcast. So now that we got the big numbers out of the way, let's talk more generally about how the year has been. The year has been really, really good for dividends. There have been a number of significant dividend increases, and some companies have even had multiple dividend increases throughout the year. For example, my favorite stock, and now I can confirm my biggest position after my recent portfolio rebalance, Realty Income, had more than one increase. But that's not a surprise to anyone who holds Realty Income, has held them for a little while or knows them, because they are a REIT and they are almost mandated to do so. So let's put that to one side. There was one significant dividend cut that most people really felt this year, and that was the AT&T announcement that they were going to be spinning off HBO Max, and that is going to result in a cut in dividend, even though the board of directors and the CEO said that they weren't going to do that, and said, I think it was January this year, that the dividend was safe. Obviously, they lied. Even though that effective dividend cut has not taken place yet and will not take place until sometime next year, that damaged the stock quite a bit. But there are people like me who still like the stock, and even at the reduced dividend, it's still a good dividend play. So that's kind of summary of the year in the markets, right? Hopefully you also would have done some reflection regarding your portfolio, the dividends you received, you've tracked them, you know which months were your best months, which months you underperformed, which months you overperformed, and it's all relative. The only person you're comparing yourself to is yourself, your yield on cost. How much is your dividend giving you in terms of return compared to the price that you paid for your stocks? Now, also, even though I'm a dividend investor, I like to look at which stocks have done the best, have performed the best. And performed the best doesn't necessarily just mean increased in capital value, right? Sometimes, actually, which stocks have been most consistent throughout the turbulence of the COVID market and generally just 2021. But to be honest, that is not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is really to encourage all the listeners of the podcast in all 42 countries that we now have listeners in, is actually to remember that no matter how much dividends you received or didn't receive in 2021, that's now in the past. There's only literally 3 days left of 2021. So you probably still will receive a few dividends before the end of the year, but now the focus moves to the new year. And one thing I really want to stress, and an exercise I've been doing myself, is actually re-looking at my watch list and thinking, are there dividend companies out there that would be better suited in my portfolio than positions I already have? Now, the markets have been largely down over the last week for a myriad of reasons, But I have taken the opportunity, and I hope many of you have, to actually add new positions into my portfolio and get rid of some, unfortunately. Some stocks that I believed would do well, or that their financials have changed throughout the course of the year and I'm no longer comfortable holding them. And the whole reason of doing this exercise is to set myself up for the best possible dividends I can receive in the new year. And for me, that's meant dramatically rebuilding, reshaping, and focusing my portfolio. I had many stocks, excess of 100 stocks in my portfolio, because initially my plan was to cast as wide a net as possible across all the dividend aristocrats, dividend kings, and companies that I had done painstaking research in, and slowly grow my position over 10, 15, 20 years and whittle down the ones that I lost faith in. Because I've had to restart my portfolio and I sold out everything, I've now taken a new, more focused approach in just 16 stocks that are gonna drive my portfolio. And I've set myself of not adding to the number of stocks I have until my portfolio hits a certain value. In this case, that would be 10K. So I'm gonna stick with the same 16 stocks until my portfolio gets back up to the 10K value. And if I do want to add one, it means I'm gonna have to remove something else. But I'm sure you know, as a dividend investor, we don't make a lot of trades. I have now started buying stocks every single month once again. I had to take a little pause from doing that, but my drips have always been turned on, and now I'm very happy to say that I am buying stocks again every month. And this is all in aim of making sure that 2022 is the best possible year that it can be for my portfolio. And that's the key. You need to understand that your portfolio is only relative to where you are. Even for someone like me who had to restart, or someone who is just starting out, the thing to bear in mind is that if you were getting just 1p in dividends and by the end of 2022 you are only getting 10p in dividends, that's actually a 10x improvement in the amount of dividends that you get or you got. Now, I hope and I pray that you get way more than just 10p in dividends in 2022, but the idea is really to focus, because the dividends, or the cash that is going to be paid out to dividends in 2022, is cash that you have never had before in your portfolio. Even if you've held a stock for 20 years, the earnings that these companies are going to make are going to be brand new. All your opportunities to buy are brand new, and every dividend you receive and is reinvested is a new seed to earn you more dividends. That is the magic of dividend investing and the compound effect. It's very, very easy for people to forget, after they've been doing this for a while, that actually the power of dividend growth investing is, get this, not spending your dividends. Even a penny doubled just 32 times is, you know, millions and millions, right? So don't neglect that 1p dividend, that 2p dividend, the £10 dividend, the £5 dividend that you're getting, because it will grow. And the new dividends in 2022 that you will receive are going to be some of the best yet. You might not feel it now, but in 10 years time, if you're still dividend investing, even if you just forget about it and you leave the drip on, I guarantee you will not regret it. So there we go. This week it has been a much shorter episode, and I hope everyone listening has had an amazing holiday season with their friends, with their family, and whoever you have around you celebrating with you. But remember, dividends are key. You can always bank on dividends. So please, please, please continue to bank on dividends in 2022, and hopefully this time next year, all of us will be in a much better position than we are right now. Once again, thank you for listening. Subscribe, share, and remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Thank you.